Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a framework for a timeless roller sub in Ableton Live 12, the kind of low-end that sits under jungle and old-school DNB and just keeps the whole tune gliding forward. And this is important. A great roller sub is not there to show off. It's there to drive. It's the engine, not the headline. So the goal here is to make something solid, centered, rhythmic, warm, and controlled, with just enough movement to stay alive while your breaks, edits, and effects do the talking. We're going to work in a two-bar loop first, because that's the sweet spot for this style. Two bars gives you enough space to create motion, but not so much that the bass line starts sounding like a lead part. We want phrases, not random looping. Think in terms of where the next two bars are going, even while you're only programming the first two. Start by setting your tempo around 170 BPM. Anything in the 162 to 172 range works for this vibe, but 170 is a nice classic middle ground. Keep everything in 4/4 and make sure your session has a drums track, a sub-bass track, and optionally a res or mid-bass layer for later. For now, focus completely on the sub. The cleanest starting point is a sine-based sub. If you want the most classic, precise result in Ableton, load operator and set oscillator at a sine. Turn the other oscillators off, bypass the filter if you're not using it, and keep the synth monophonic. One voice is enough for this. If you want a tiny bit of glide, add it very subtly, but don't make it slur around too much. This is a roller, not a wobble. You can also do this with wave-eatable using a basic sine or near sine waveform, mono mode, and a little glide. But honestly, operator is usually the safest first move for this kind of sub. After the instrument, add some simple utility processing. Put EQ 8 after it and, if needed, high pass very gently around 20 to 25 Hz just to clean up subsonic rumble. Don't get aggressive down there unless you hear a problem. Then add a saturator with just a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on. That helps the bass translate on more systems without turning it into a fuzzy mess. Finish with utility and keep the width at 0%, because the sub needs to stay mono and locked in the center. Now let's talk about the actual rhythm, because this is where the roller feel comes from. The bass line should be simple but intentional. Root note first. That first hit has to feel unavoidable. Prioritize the downbeat. Then everything after that is about steering momentum. A good starting idea is this. On bar 1, hit the root on beat 1. Then maybe add a small pickup near the end of the bar, or a short movement note before the phrase turns. On beat 3, hit the root again or maybe the fifth for a little lift. In bar 2, come back to the root on beat 1. Then add a small support note around beat 2.4 or 3.1, and finish with a root or a passing tone leading back into the loop. If you're working in a key like C minor, that might look like C, then another C, maybe G or B flat as a passing support, then back to C, then an E flat or G for motion, then C again. The exact notes aren't the point. The point is that the sub feels like it's rolling under the drums, not interrupting them. Now bring your drum loop in and listen to how the sub interacts with the kick, snare, and chopped break edits. This is a huge part of the jungle and old-school DNB feel. You want the sub to answer the kick, not fight the snare. If the break has busy ghost notes or chopped MN slices, don't try to fill every gap with bass. Let the drums breathe where they need to breathe. A really useful mindset here is anchor first, movement second. The downbeat should feel strong and stable. After that, you earn the motion. If the break is busy, keep the sub more deliberate. If the break is sparse, the bass can carry it a bit more rhythmic interest. This is also where microtining starts to matter. Don't leave everything perfectly gridlocked if the break has a human groove. Try nudging certain notes slightly earlier or later, maybe by 10 to 20 milliseconds, or use a subtle groove pool setting. A light swing can work beautifully if the break has that energy, but keep it gentle on the sub. The groove should breathe, not wobble. Now pay attention to note length, because in DNB, length changes the feel a lot. Short notes give you bounce and definition. Longer notes give weight and continuity. For a roller, you usually want a mix. Keep the root notes medium length, maybe around an eighth to a quarter note. Keep passing notes shorter, around a 16th to an 8th. If you need tension, hold a note a little longer, but only when you want that moment of pressure. If your sub is too long, it can smear into the kick and the break. If it's too short, you lose the roll and the tune starts feeling empty. So the sweet spot is controlled sustain with a little breathing room. At this point, you can add a little harmonic movement if needed. A pure sine sub is great, but sometimes it disappears on smaller speakers. That's where a tiny bit of saturation helps. Stick with saturator first. Drive it lightly, maybe around 1.5 dB, and keep soft clip-on. If it starts sounding fuzzy or losing its center, back off immediately. The goal is density, not dirt for its own sake. If you want more translation, build a parallel mid layer. Duplicate the sub track, but high pass the copy around 100 to 150 Hz so it only carries harmonics and upper body. Add saturation or roar on that layer, maybe even a very light chorus ensemble if you want a little width in the upper harmonics, but keep it subtle and keep it quieter than the main sub. The pure sub remains the foundation. The parallel layer just helps the bass speak on smaller systems. Now we get into arrangement edits, and this is where the lesson really becomes about momentum. Don't just loop the same two bars forever. Take that bass phrase and mutate it across the track. Maybe in the intro the sub is filtered or reduced. Then in the first drop, you use the full pattern. In the next eight bars, change one note, or add a pickup into the phrase. In the breakdown, strip it back. Then on the redrop, bring in a slightly more aggressive version. A very effective trick is to remove the last note of a phrase every now and then. That missing note creates anticipation. Or try a short octave drop into the snare. Or mute the bass for one beat before a fill. These tiny edits can make the whole track feel way more alive without rewriting the whole bassline. Ableton Live 12 makes this kind of editing very quick. Build your two-bar clip. Duplicate it. Transpose small fragments. Reverse tiny support ideas if needed. And use the scale features if you want to stay inside the key fast. Then change only one or two notes every few bars. That's the key. You want progression, not chaos. Also, keep a rest version of the bass. Seriously, this is gold. Make a duplicate clip with one or two notes removed. When the arrangement needs space, that stripped version can save the whole section. Old school jungle often feels powerful because it knows when not to play. You should also check the mix against the kick and break after every change. Listen for masking, especially in the low end. If the sub is clouding the kick, shorten the notes, reduce the saturation, or clean up any muddy low mids around 120 to 250 Hz. If needed, use a light side chain with compressor keyed from the kick. Keep it subtle. Attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and just enough ducking to make room. Heavy pumping usually feels too modern for this vibe. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the sub too busy. If it starts behaving like a lead line, you've lost the role. Second, don't overdo distortion. Third, always keep the sub mono. Fourth, don't let long notes clash with the break. And fifth, make sure the arrangement actually changes. A great loop can still get boring if it never mutates. Here are a few extra pro moves. Use tension notes sparingly, like a minor second, a minor fifth color, octave jumps, or tiny chromatic approaches into the root. Let the sub and the break interlock instead of fighting each other. Try a very short ghost note before beat 1 or beat 3 to pull the phrase forward. And if you add a mid layer, automate that layer rather than the pure sub. Keep the foundation stable. A useful advanced trick is the phrase turn. Build a 4-bar idea where bars 1 and 2 repeat. Then bars 3 and 4 make a slight turn with one passing note, a shorter last note, or a pickup into the reset. That gives you familiarity with just enough surprise. Another strong move is offbeat answer notes, where the bass responds just after the snare or just before a kick. That makes the groove feel conversational. For a quick practice exercise, set your session to 170 BPM, load a chopped amen or classic break, and write a sub pattern using only the root, the fifth, and one passing note. Make bar 1 simple, add a pickup in bar 2, remove a note in bar 3 for space, and add a short tension note in bar 4 to turn the phrase around. Process it with operator, EQ8, saturator, and utility, then test it on headphones, monitors, and a small speaker or phone. If it still rolls in all three, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. A timeless roller sub for jungle and old school DNB is built from a clean mono sine foundation, simple MIDI with smart placement, subtle harmonic support, and arrangement edits that create motion over time. Keep it tight. Keep it musical, and let the break breathe. Do that, and the whole tune starts feeling like it has real forward pressure. If you want, next I can turn this into a more concise lesson script with pause cues for recording, or give you a specific MIDI pattern in a key like D minor or F sharp minor.